This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Aracelia Isabel Milagros. Date of birth, August the 1st, 2005. Case ID number is 876-4880. Date of the exam, January the 30th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Pediatric Plus Clinic in Alamo. Dated 9/11/2023. Identifying information, this is an 18-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for disability examination to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / autism, comma, disruptive move dysregulation, / dysthymic depression, comma, and headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed. She did graduate from high school in a 504 special education program. She is presently not working and has no plans to work or to go back to school. At the present time, she lives in a house and her parents are not working at this time at all. There are 4 family members on disability at this time. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 12 years. Allegations, number 1, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / autism / disruptive mood dysregulation / dysthymic depression. Number 2, headaches. History of allegations, number 1, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / autism / disruptive move dysregulation / dysmenic depression. The claimant states that since 2010, she has been suffering from attention deficit disorder, disrupted mood dysregulation, and dysmenic depression. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for her condition, which include clonazepam, 1 milligram BID, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD, sertraline, 50 milligrams QD, and trazodone, 100 milligrams QD, which she states does help her condition. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, chronic depression, comma, and sometimes decreased appetite. The claimant has apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, but does bathe and brush her teeth every day. The claimant is cooperative, but does not engage in any kind of conversation. She is not future-oriented and does not show appropriate help-seeking behavior. The claimant has no desire to do any work or studying in the future and has no other plans. She appeared to be fairly well-kept and was wearing casual attire. She was cooperative but had decreased eye contact with me. And although she was oriented times 4, did not engage in any conversation with me. Her eye contact was decreased, and she suffers also from separation anxiety. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and her ability to articulate was fairly well, except for a very flat, depressed tone. Her memory was intact and her thought process were normal. She had no abnormalities reported or observed. She denies any hallucinations or suicidal thoughts or attempts at this time. She did graduate from high school, but does appear to have many symptoms of autism. She did have a history of multiple kidney infections and had problems at one time feeding and needed a feeding tube. The mother denies any substance abuse. None of the family members are working at this time, and all four of them are on disability. She does not appear to think of the future or in perhaps finding a small job or going back to school. She states that she's just not interested in that. Her condition appears to be stable, although the claimant does have symptoms of autism. Allegation number two, headaches. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to develop headaches in the midbrain area, which she states felt like a pressure squeezing sensation that would last sometimes up to 24 hours every day. She does not have a headache at this time and appears to be normal. She states that she suffers from nausea, vomiting, photophobia, vertigo, and poor vision. There was a question of whether she might have a tumor in her brain, but it has not been confirmed and no treatment has been given. At the present time, she suffers from multiple headaches, which may be coming from a small tumor, which has not been confirmed. She does take Motrin 400 milligrams when she has a headache, and it resolves within 1 hour. Daily activities. The claimant likes to play on her tablet and watch TV all day long. She occasionally cooks and does some minor home exercises. She states she does not sleep during the day and does no housework, does not go to the grocery store or help with the laundry. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 3 hours, climb two or three flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Martel Samuels. She does not have any assisted devices and is presently on Motrin 400 milligrams BID. PRN is needed for pain, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity except for home exercises, as noted earlier. Family history. The father is 59 and suffers from liver disease, back pain, and hypertension. The mother is 56 and also has liver disease, questionable pancreatitis, diabetes mellitus, gastroparesis, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel syndrome, hypertension, and has had a small cerebral vascular accident. Medications. Symbicort, 160 milligrams / 4.5 micrograms QD. Clonazepam, 1 milligram. BID. Ibuprofen 400 milligrams, PRN is needed for pain. Hydroxyzine hydrochloride 50 milligrams, PRN is needed. Levobuterol HFA 45 micrograms per activation, 2 puffs, Q6 hours, PRN is needed for wheezing. Montelukast 10 milligrams QD. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. Ipratropium bromide, 0.02% solution, 1 to 2 puffs, TIDS needed for wheezing. Omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, Linzess 290 micrograms QD, Trazodone 100 milligrams QD, and iron sulfate 325 milligrams QD. Medical problems: history of hydronephrosis of the left kidney, hyperactive attention deficit disorder with dysthymic depression and disrupted mood dysregulation, anemia, comma, headaches, comma, autism, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis C, comma, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The father does have hepatitis C, but has been treated for it. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 118 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3 1/4 inches tall. BP, 110 over 75 mmHg. Heart rate, 71 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 21. General. This is a 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 40. Corrected is 20 over 40. OS uncorrected is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 40. Corrected is 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 50. And binocular uncorrected is 20 over 50. Binocular corrected is 20 over 30. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple ear piercings on her ear, but no other lesions. Neurological. The claimant was alert and was oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fairly fluent, and her mood was flat and depressed for the time. She did have fairly clear thought process, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella an ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? To functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations and has some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. secondary to very mild autism. Probable diagnoses: number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / autism / disrupted mood dysregulation / dysthymic depression - being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to have a very mild autism. She has a normal physical exam and is able to communicate fairly well. There's no reason why she wouldn't be able to find some kind of job to support herself. Allegation number two, headaches, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. Appears to be fairly normal, is being treated with Motrin. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Aracelia Isabel Milagros.